I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, bottom girls.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
I'm shitting ready to go. I don't know what that means.
You're shitting ready to go?
I'm shitting ready to go. I'm shit and ready to go. Listen, I don't know what the hell is this words.
You don't know what the words are?
I don't know any of the words.
I'm shitting and ready to go.
Hey, that's more thing.
I saw the cool... So, I've been trying to do more TikToking and less Facebooking, and I'm failing miserable still. I did real good getting off the TikTok.
Okay.
But now I need to do better at, like, getting off the Facebook.
Yeah.
So I usually just go in and look at all the videos people have sent me. And my Mandy sent me something, and it was a guy who grows pumpkins in the shape of faces. And he gets these molds, and he wraps them around the pumpkin as it's growing. And then the pumpkin grows into the shape of the mold.
Oh, that's messed up and amazing.
Right? And so I sent the video to Farmer Scott.
Yeah.
And he replied back to me. And he was like, "What the fuck? That's awesome! I can't wait to show Karen. She's gonna lose her mind!"
That's nice.
So I'm really hoping they grow a field of Frankenstein pumpkin heads. I don't know, man.
I mean, it's too late for this year.
I don't know. It depends on how big the pumpkins are.
I guess that's true. It depends on how big your pumpkins are so far.
My watermelons are still trying to grow.
We just ate a 27-pound watermelon that my dad grew.
Oh, yeah. Mine are not doing so hot.
My dad was like, pick that up. How much does that weigh? And I was like, over 20 pounds.
I carried a watermelon.
And you have to do the hand motion with it. The hand motion is critical.
I carried the watermelon.
Well, I didn't because it was 27 forking pounds.
That's the size of a baby. Yeah. That's the size of a 3-month-old.
That's a lot.
That's a watermelon baby.
Hi, Shannon. I can tell summer's rolling down. It's getting darker earlier.
It's so fucking hot out, though.
It's balls hot and so muggy.
It was so bad today.
Yeah.
I walked out into my yard and was literally attacked by mosquitoes. Like, worse than I have been all summer.
Woof.
Like, I started spraying water violently in the air to get them away from me. Trying to water my plants real quick. I just got myself more wet. They still came back and found me. And I think 3 of them followed me into the house. So there's that, too.
Yeah. We went to my aunt and uncle's lake house on Sunday. So my cousin John Burns was in town. He lives in Austin now. And so he was... You okay? You doing okay?
That's going to pick up. You can see the boopy on the thingamajig. No, I'm not okay.
Okay. What do you need?
My headphones are too taut. I need them like closer. Okay, that's better. I'm having issues.
Okay, do you need anything else?
I don't know. I'm sure at some point I will.
Do you want me to get your phone?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone?
Tell me that is not one of the best lip syncs.
It was good.
I mean, comedic lip syncs of all time.
Yeah.
Easy top 5 comedic Drag Race lip syncs.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. So anyway, John Burns came to town to visit and asked to have everybody over. And since all of the cousins have scattered across the country, the only local ones are me and Rudy and Allie. So we were the only cousins there, but the aunts and uncles showed up and we had a super fun day. And Brian brought his canoe and left the back of the truck open all day at the lake house.
Your dad?
Yeah. That's my dad's name. That's when I talk about Brian, that's who I'm talking about.
Did someone steal the canoe?
No! We had a mosquito fest the whole ride home.
Oh.
We just, like, you and I were talking about mosquitoes before, so that was where this was going. Dad, no, he left the trunk open at Rob and Mary's lake house, which I actually hadn't been to yet. It was very cute. The garage is so big, it looks like they have two houses.
Yeah, that'll happen in Michigan.
It's wild. Like,
I think
it is
Kelly Ellis Neal's garage is bigger than her house.
It's a three-story garage.
On the bay in Maryland.
It's a three-story garage.
I legit think hers is a two-story garage, and it's like three bays. I legit think it is like twice the size of her little bay house.
It's going in, well, so their whole thing is on a hill going down toward the lake. The house is cut into the hill, and so is the garage, which is up the hill from the house. And
I know, man.
She's leaning on me hard.
She wants some lovin'.
Get I'm off of me.
Giving her lovin'. I did that to her earlier today, too. Get the fuck out of here, cat! Millie, get her!
So, the part where you drive in on the road, that part is where the two cars go. Two-car garage, but also two-door two-car garage. So maybe even more cars than that? I'm not totally sure. There's an attic above it, like with a room, like a hangout spot. One of my aunts or uncles was like, well, this looks like the place where the kids come to smoke dope.
So did they set it up as such so they could smoke dope?
I have no idea what's up with that, to be perfectly honest. And then, there's a whole bottom part that my aunt is going to use as her pottery studio. Like a whole basement studio.
Like cut into the hill?
Yep.
So a basement to the garage.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably supposed to be to store the lake goodies.
Probably.
You know. The fucking dock and the...
Yeah.
The canoes and the toys and whatever.
Yeah. That makes sense. That would make sense. But it's going to be her pottery studio because it's big enough to be that.
So is this their new full-time house or is this a part-time lake house?
Part-time lake house. I asked her how much time they were spending in each place. She said it was about half time. My mom took Zelda there whenever Zelda was here last. And Zelda had so much fun and started crying and was like, I don't want to leave Mary Kay.
Then
was like, do you want to say bye to Robert? You know, the one who's my mom's brother. And she was like, no, I just want to say bye to Mary Kay.
Sounds like we need a girl weekend at the lake house.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally. Actually,
you know, a body of water we can actually get to from the house.
Yeah, you can. You can walk right up to it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Fucking bullshit.
$1 million wasted view, man.
Yep.
$1 million wasted view.
Yep.
Legit.
I wonder why they have been unable to sell that house.
Oh, I don't know. $1 million wasted view?
$1 million wasted view.
Or just gonna let that hang. People will figure it out.
I mean, do you want me to explain it?
No.
Okay. Cool.
So we had to see your cousins. Had a good time at the lake. That's fun.
It was fun.
Good.
It was a good time. We, you know, just being a family. We played bocce ball, and that was really fun. So we played it, like, near the lake, and the ground is very uneven. So there's not a ton of skill involved because it'll go where it looks like it's supposed to go, and then it'll hit a bump and just go in the opposite way. Like, it's a surprise. It was, you know?
Surprise bocce ball.
Surprise bocce ball, which kind of made it more interesting in some ways.
Have you seen that movie about bocce ball? It's called Balls.
I've not seen a bocce ball movie.
It is a British movie.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty cute. And there's a whole legit balls culture in England for this.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince Vaughn's in it as a sport agent for bocce ball players in England.
I mean, there was one, I was so furious. It was Rudy's throw, and it went way too far past it, and then slowly rolled back down to right next to the yellow ball.
Perfect.
And I was like, are you fucking serious right now? Like, it looked like it had landed there and then just went...
Perfect.
Like, so slow, you know? But I would recommend uneven ground bocce ball to anybody because it makes it, like, more surprising and exciting. I'm like, also, when you're frustrated at stuff, you're frustrated because the ground fucked you up, not because your partner screwed up or because, you know, like, I don't know, there was something random about it that made it more fun to me.
Yeah. I think it's called Balls Out. I recommend it.
You can
just, like, do an IMDb search on Vince Vaughn, because I can't remember the other actors in it. One of the other actors is an old crotchety English actor. He's really tall, slender, big nose. He's in a lot of stuff. So there's a few recognizable faces in it. It's cute. One of those cute sport movies. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like Happy Gilmore meets bocce ball.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I watched Happy Gilmore on Friday. So Abby does... Friday used to be Abby and Jeff date night, and somehow became, like, inner circle friend movie night. Right? So Jeff still comes over, but it's not date night anymore. He's just there with me and Abby and Abby's other two boyfriends, besides Jeff. Abby and her three boyfriends and me. Right?
Sounds like date night to me.
Well, there's not sexy times at movie night, really, anymore. So, anyway, they were trying to pick movies, and I was like, excuse me, I have not chosen movie night movie yet. It is my turn. So we were watching Cecil B. Demented, which is a John Waters film about movie terrorists, right? They're like they're independent filmmakers and they are making a movie, but they like do terrorist acts while they're making the films, right? They like go it'd be commentary on how movies are bad, on how like mainstream movies are bad. So they'll go, you know, shoot up at an award ceremony, or they'll go blow up, you know, the graffiti at, you know, whatever. Okay? So that is the movie. And I actually all of a sudden don't remember how it came up, but Abby's boyfriend, who's 21 and from Canada, doesn't know a goddamn thing about anything. Like, he'll ask questions and you're like, are you fucking with me right now? Or, you know, for example, like, who's Adam Sandler? That was not one of his questions. That was not one of his questions. But that is something he would very easily say, where yeah. You're like...
I had my ex, Larry, was like that. He just was not... His mom just did not raise him steeped in pop culture. And so when I got my hands on him, same thing. Like, not who's Adam Sandler. Like, everyone knows who Adam Sandler is. But, like, have you ever seen Breakfast Club? No. What's Breakfast Club? And you're like, what?
He'd never seen Happy Gilmore.
Oh, man.
He'd never seen Legally Blonde.
Mmm.
He'd never seen a single fucking movie that I brought up. I was like, have you seen any movies at all?
This is one of my favorite things about hosting exchange students, is introducing them to...
Classics.
American movie culture. And that's one of the first conversations I actually have with them when they come here, is a lot of the references Americans make, a lot of our language and jokes all come from movies. We are really into movies here. So if someone says something and you're just not sure what it is or what it means, you can laugh anyway, or you can just ask and they'll be happy to tell you. So literally one of the first things I say.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm getting old, I'm like dating myself all the time with my movie reference jokes.
Yes.
With my students, and it's really upsetting. Even when I tell people, when they host exchange students, I give them the spiel. I'm like, yeah, you gotta give them a bed, or they can share a bedroom with someone. You gotta feed them 3 meals a day. Just don't feed them after midnight. And, like, I keep going. And, like, no one gets the After Midnight show.
That's amazing.
And it's just, it's so upsetting.
No,
it's
but
so
I would.
Upsetting.
I might not laugh. It might be, maybe they're me. Maybe they're just internally laughing.
Right.
Maybe it's just like
I would say probably only 10 to 20% of the people I've said that to have kind of, like, chuckled. You know, so I literally just said that to my aunt and she laughed.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was a big movie in the 80s.
Right.
She was a teenager in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So you picked a crazy John Waters film.
Yes.
And Happy Gilmore.
I did not pick Happy Gilmore. We got done with Cecil B. Demented and we're like, it's only 9:30. And then said, you know what, you guys? We should watch a second one. I was like, let's do a John Waters back-to-back. And I was like, let's do Pink Flamingos. Mm-hmm. Like, I was, like, my friends are weird. I was ready to get weird with it. But then the other one just put on Happy Gilmore because he was too offended that the young baby face had not seen Happy Gilmore.
Well, the Canadian had never seen Happy Gilmore.
Well, guess who is a guest star in both movies? Kevin Nealon. So when Kevin Nealon shows up in Happy Gilmore, I was like, our night does have a theme.
There you go. We completed the circle.
Yeah.
That's like the time I watched Hamlet 2, which is a musical, Rock Me Sexy Jesus. Rock mm-hmm. me, rock me, rock me sexy Jesus. And then we watched right after it this movie called Fired Up,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of one of those, like, best in show parody movies about cheer camp. And one of the stars in it, his buddy falls on him. Like, he's mm-hmm. standing on his shoulders and he falls on him. And when they land on the ground, he's like, oh, rock me sexy Jesus.
Yeah.
And I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Lost my mind. Anyway.
Delightful.
Delightful.
It is delightful.
So, Lake Weekend,
yeah.
Date nights are going good.
Yeah.
Weekend parties are going good. What did
I went to a party on Saturday. So, I told you Friday party, that was movie night. Sunday party was family party. Saturday night was this, was a party at my friend Thomas's house. And I met this person at Thomas's party some weeks ago, and we really hit it off. And I thought they were very nice and, you know, like, kind of an awkward person and deserved, like, nice and good things. And I invited them to come to mine and Abby's party, and they were there, and they were so excited to see me. And I was like, oh, this is really nice. And then proceeded to just, like, be in my space and command my attention and just showed me, like, hours of TikToks that they had made. And, like, I don't want to watch your whole TikTok. Like, show me some highlights? That's great. But, like, I just was like, what am I? How? Why? What is happening?
They sound like my 7-year-old when she, because she just likes to watch herself. And she's like, Mommy, show me all our TikToks. And I'll have to sit there for a half hour watching all of our TikToks with her.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Abby's 21-year-old boyfriend was like, so tell me about your tattoos. And I was like, he's making this even more awkward. I don't even know how to handle it. And later he admitted, he was like, your body language was screaming that you wanted to get out of there and I was trying to rescue you. And I was like, oh, bless his sweet face.
Aww. Speaking of TikToks. I got sent a video today and it was a react video. And this girl went on a rant about how bad the American sex education system is. And she started with the video being, y'all, I was today days old when I found out that boys have to go to their doctor once a month and get a trim. What did she say? I fucked it up. They have to get a circumcision trim once a month because the skin grows back. Okay?
What?
So.
What?
There's a. Exactly.
What?
Y'all, I didn't know this. How come no one ever told me? The American school education system really needs to teach people these things.
What?
Yeah. So, of course, TikTok had a field day. And bless her poor little heart. Like, she took... The video's gone. Aww. But it's stitched a million times, so you can still see the whole thing in other people's videos. And I can't even find her page anymore. So I think... And this is only a week old. So I think she just shut everything down. But the internet had a field day. A field day. Because people were like, what? Who told her about our super secret, you know, once a month hair club? And then others were like, oh, yeah, I like to tie mine in a bun. And so people just leaned into it and fed the fire. And it was one of the funniest things I have seen in a long time. Of course, and then others were like, yo, why are you so dumb?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Our foreskins don't grow back. That's not.
Okay, but I want to know where she got this information.
Right?
How she misunderstood this.
Right, exactly.
This is like that Reddit post that lives rent-free in my mind of the couple that was having fertility issues and then the doctor explained sex to them.
Like, that's right. So, have you tried it this way yet? That's like Bridgerton, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's trying to get knocked up. And is like, how do you make babies?
Right.
And her maid-in-waiting has to tell her.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this, I've told the story so many times because it lives in my mind rent-free. Where the question was an Ask Reddit question about, you know, doctors, what's the weirdest, whatever, who knows. And this person told the story where this couple was young and fundamentalist. I don't even know if they were Mormon or Christian, but just super fucking religious. And having fertility problems, and, you know, they're checking her stuff, they're checking his swimmers, they're checking everything, they're shelling out tons of money, getting it all checked out, and, like, they can't find anything wrong. And the nurse just gets a feeling and says to the doctor, I think you should explain to them what sex is. And I have an instinct here. And then the doctor was like, ahem, let me explain to you how babies are made. And the two people were just, like, turned beet red and were looking down and not at each other and not at the doctor, just looking, like,
completely mortified.
Mortified.
We've been doing it wrong.
I mean, maybe just mortified to have sex explained to them because they're fundamentalist Christians. But then they were pregnant the next time. They were pregnant the next time that
Yay!
They came in. And I want to know so badly what they were doing.
Right?
So badly. I want to know.
They were just kissing and dry humping.
I want to know so bad. What if it was something else?
Like butt sex?
No. No. Just what?
They're probably just kissing. Don't you know you can get pregnant from kissing boys? Maybe they were kissing in a hot tub, because that gets you preg, too.
I mean, it does. I still want to know what they were doing. Even if it was just kissing and groping, or even if it was just dry humping, like, I still want to know what they thought was going to make a baby.
They were laying in bed holding hands. That's it. Like, fully clothed.
Yeah.
With their socks on.
Yeah. Yep, that's... I just want to know so bad. I just want to know!
So if anyone has any fundamentalist friends out there, hook a bitch up, okay? Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, what have you been watching? Anything cool?
I've been still working my way through the entirety of Star Trek. I'm on Enterprise, which is widely regarded to be the worst, show out of the series of shows.
With Scott Bakula?
With Scott Bakula!
I love Enterprise! Scott and I were working our way through it. We haven't watched it in ages.
Okay.
I really enjoy it.
I love Scott Bakula.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think...
He can live rent-free in my head
He truly can. I think that if the other versions... I mean, The Next Generation is so fucking good. It's such an amazing show. I just think that if the other ones weren't so magical, that Enterprise would be remembered as just, like, a good show about, you know, about
a good walk in the park.
A good walk in the park about, you know, Earth learning to travel space.
Like my brother-in-law sent me a Instagram video. Should we watch it?
Sure.
Something about the Spanish flu. TikTok. Oh, it's 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's too long.
Nope, I'm not gonna watch that. He can suck a bag of dicks, to tell you the truth. Suck a bag of dicks.
Suck a bag of dicks. Oh, that's who sent it to you?
Yeah.
Oh, and he's trying to change your mind.
I don't know, he sent me this really weird video a few weeks ago, too, that looked like a giant group of immigrants. But I had no clue what it was about. So, like, don't know. I feel like I should just, like, block them. I've blocked them everywhere else.
Speaking of blocking people. This is weird. I thought we were done talking about Puppy Lady, but here she comes again. So I was in the breeder group because I wanted to see the puppy updates, right? But like once we stopped talking, I never commented on any post. I never commented on hers or anybody else's. I didn't want her to remember that I was there. So I realized some months ago that I couldn't see any of her posts in the group. And I was like, and it was months after we had stopped talking. So I was like, she blocked me on Facebook randomly recently? Well, that's weird. Okay. Whatever makes you happy. But it doesn't make me happy because I want to see pictures of my puppy that I partially own. Then, when she paid me back last week, she posted a picture of him, a bunch of pictures of him for his 6 month. Didn't I show you them? For his 6 month birthday. And I was like, oh, maybe she just took a Facebook break. And then someone posted to the group recently today, and so I clicked on the group and just scrolled through absentmindedly, and I can't see any of her posts anymore. So she blocked me, unblocked me when she paid my money back on Facebook, and then blocked me again.
Huh. Can you not see those posts anymore?
I can't see any of them in the group, no.
Hmm, interesting.
Isn't that fucking weird?
That is weird.
I can't make heads nor tails of it.
Maybe it was just like a Facebook glitch or something. Who knows?
That I could see it for a while?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe she thought I would go looking for the pictures of him when she got in touch with me. Or maybe I'm blocked all in the same thing? I don't know. It's a weird thing. But when I realized it, I didn't really have any strong feelings about it. I was like, she gets to do whatever she wants to do. Like, if you really don't want me to see... Like, if you really want me blocked on Facebook, okay. But I still just, like, you know, the guy with the question marks above his head? That's just like, I'm so confused about this. That's me.
I just fucking unfriend everyone. I've only blocked two people. One was a crazy-ass cunt bitch. And I just didn't want her to ever know anything about my life again.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was one of Pete's exes. Mm. And she wanted to be friends with me after they broke up. And I was like, no. Block. Like, I don't even want you finding me.
He who shall not be named blocked me. Babyface blocked me.
Yeah, people use the block a lot. Just, like, fucking unfriend.
I actually mostly block people I don't know. Like, I mostly block people. If I looked at my block list, it is mostly people who I've gotten into fights with on some public page being like, I don't want to interact with them at all.
I mean, especially if your profile is locked down anyway, which mine is.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing the public can see on my profile is some of my personal information and, like, when I change my cover pages.
I mean, that's what's even weirder about Puppy Lady. We were never Facebook friends, not once. Never in this whole thing did we become Facebook friends. So, she's blocking me and unblocking me when we were never even friends.
Hmm. That is weird.
It's so fucking weird. But, like I said, she gets to do what she wants. If that's what she needs for, like, her peace of mind, then... Are you okay?
Yeah.
Doing good over there?
I want you to see the scrotum video.
What?
The shit, not the scrotum video.
The one that you just talked about.
Yeah.
I don't, you explained it, I really don't care enough. Like, I don't care, I don't.
It's so funny, though.
I don't care. It's like describing TV shows. So I was watching TV the other day, and I got the gist. Hey, people on the internet, do you want to hear us talk about TikToks? Is this good content?
I don't care.
I don't care.
Now you fucked it up.
I don't care.
Alright, so you've been watching Enterprise, which is delightful.
It is delightful. Scott Bakula's delightful. I agree. It's not as magic as some of the other series. Like, it doesn't have the same zip.
I don't think it's supposed to.
It's not supposed to be.
It's not supposed to. It's a prequel.
It's a prequel.
Before they had all the zip.
There it is.
They're, like, figuring out the zip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forming alliances.
It took, yeah. And
setting up storylines that are going to carry through the next 200 years.
I even made up my own meme about the, because I've been watching them in order. So I watched The Next Generation, then Deep Space Nine, then Voyager, now Enterprise. So the opening to, God, I should probably read this instead of trying to come up with it from memory. But opening to TNG, iconic as fuck. Opening to Deep Space Nine, majestic as fuck. Opening to Voyager, inspirational as fuck. Opening to Enterprise, what the fuck?
Yeah, it does kind of suck.
So that is the meme that I made up.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What's that song?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? You can make a TikTok with that, you know.
So there is that.
So Catherine discovered the Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Which is delightful. It is a delightful show. But mm-hmm. now that we're four seasons back into it watching, about 20 episodes ago, I was like, oh, I remember why I stopped watching.
Why did you stop watching it?
Well, one, it's repetitive.
Yeah.
So there's always a movie theme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's scripted comedy, traditional sitcom. So mm-hmm. there's always some sort of protagonist, antagonist, and everyone learns a lesson in the end.
Yeah.
But they're all real shitty people to each other.
Right.
The only people that aren't shitty to each other are Pops and the dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the dad just sits in his underwear all the time.
Right.
And Pops is actually, like, super supportive and loving and encouraging and actually helps everyone figure out their issues by the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so shitty to each other. The mom is uber manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are just mean.
Yeah.
Mean siblings. And I'm like, oh, this is why I stopped watching it, because it's toxic. They're a toxic family. And yeah, it's funny and cute, but I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Right.
But Catherine is delighted by it. She really enjoys it.
I started looking for a mouse. It's your foot. Where? What is that? What is that?
It's my new hamster.
It's your
She got out.
Ah! Okay, I'm going through my IMDb because I always look up what I'm watching because I always have questions about who's in this. So let's see what I have looked up lately. I watched the half of it, which was a movie that's kind of based on Cyrano de Bergerac. Listen, things I love. Teen movies that are somewhat based around classics. Clueless. Based off of Emma.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Truly. This is a niche genre that I love. So, the half of it was delightful. I watched Gunpowder Milkshake. Did you happen to watch that?
That was amazing!
It was so good.
So good.
It was very enjoyable. I enjoyed it quite a bit. You and I discussed this. I watched Sweet Tooth, which I had been obsessed with the comic when it came out. So I enjoyed the show quite a bit. I thought it was good. I thought it was well done. I watched the most recent season of The Flash, because that came out on, not on the flicks of the net. I started watching the second season of Never Have I Ever, and the second episode got so anxiety-inducing for me that I just stopped it in the middle of that episode and have not continued. Although the first season was incredible, so.
I feel like that was me with Penis.
Yeah, Pen 15.
Pen 15. Yeah. I watched the first episode. I was like, nope, nope. Like, I'm not reliving this bullying middle school bullshit. Fuck that.
She has two boyfriends. She decides to just, like, go for it and date both guys who are interested in her. And she has a party at her house, and she's trying to, like, hang out with both of her boyfriends at her house and not let them realize that they're dating, that she's dating both of them. And, you know, Chekhov's gun, right? Like, when they show you something, it means something. That's what that means. That's what Chekhov's gun is. If they show you a gun in the first act, it's going to be used by the third act. Well, she made a pros and cons list in her bedroom, and they zoomed in on the pros and cons list in her bedroom during the party. And I was like, no, 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 no.
They always find the list.
I don't want to watch this.
They even found the list in Friends.
I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. I was finally able to find Tacoma FD streaming somewhere. So that was created by Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy from the Broken Lizard group. And it's been airing on True TV. And I don't have real cable, and there's no partnerships anywhere. I can't even buy a True TV subscription on their website just to watch that shit. So on a whim, I went looking around and found out that it's streaming on HBO now.
Hmm.
So I was able to watch the first two seasons, and they're like getting ready to drop the third season now. So,
yeah.
And that was delightful. So Tacoma FD is about a fire station in Tacoma, Washington, and Tacoma, Washington just happens to be the wettest city in the United States. So it's just about the antics of firemen, and they actually do a pretty good job. They're not too sexist, too crazy. You know, they do hit on some of those tropes, but it's modernized, and, you know, they're growing and learning to live with female firefighters, you know, so they hit all the things that community still deals with today. But it's funny, it's light, kind of like blew through all of those, like, 25 episodes the last 2 days, so delightful.
I mean, I wasn't watching a ton because of being in school, so that oh,
I love how your list was not a ton, and like I feel like my four seasons of Goldbergs, which is like 20 some episodes each, and then two seasons of Tacoma FD was like an enormous amount.
You know that I just told you what I watched like all summer, right?
No.
Yeah, that was all summer.
There we go.
That's
what you watched the last
three weeks. No, that was, I just did all
that's
summer.
That's what you watched this weekend when you got out of school last Wednesday?
Oh, no, I watched one season of Enterprise since I got out of school on Wednesday. But I'd been picking away at it for weeks and weeks and weeks before that. Two other things on Disney Plus I forgot to mention. Monsters at Work, totally adorable. You guys are watching
yes,
that too, right?
Oh, yes, we've been watching that. That is fun.
Oh,
yes.
Love it. I'm actually, like, I look forward to it every Wednesday.
Yep.
And then the other one that I've been watching is, or that I did watch, it's done now, The Mysterious Benedict Society, which reminds me of a Wes Anderson movie, but for children. Yeah, it's good. It was cute.
Fun. So what else do we have on the horizon? Well, we have a Disney trip coming up.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting for my fucking exchange student to arrive.
She was supposed to come with us.
She's supposed to be here like tomorrow.
That's
like
really
legit
sad.
And she doesn't have a visa appointment yet. In order to get a plane ticket here, you have to have a visa appointment.
Yeah.
So she has to be able to leave her country on an educational visa to stay. And Finland's just dragging their ass.
Yeah.
Like legit. And so the rumor I have been hearing is she might not have a visa appointment until September 14th.
Oh my God.
And we leave for Florida September 16th.
Correct.
correct?
So I'm like, can she just fly to Orlando? I already have a ticket for her to fly home to Detroit. I don't know what's going on, man.
Let's not do it that way.
Yeah. So, buttons.
So buttons. So buttons is correct.
I gotta figure out what to do with her plane ticket.
Yeah. It's some bullshit.
I think I can cancel and reuse it, so she might end up coming with us in February.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it'll be okay. We listened. I have this podcast that I really enjoy. They call it Disney History and Listery. So they do countdown lists of things, but they'll be really specific things, like top goats in all of Disney, right? So they'll bring up every single goat reference in the parks, in the movies, like goats, right? That I just
talk about Danny DeVito a lot.
No,
wasn't he a goat?
That is different. That is a satyr. No, but there's a very famous Mary Blair, like three-legged goat or five-legged goat. It's a five-legged goat.
That's really
Mary
weird.
Blair.
Are you can keep going.
Goat. So anyway, it's a five-legged goat. I put Mary Blair goat and it knew what I wanted. So they talked about this goat that's in a mural at, I think that's at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
So the five-legged goat. Anyway, so they did a thing about canceling trips. So one of the hosts ended his trip early and the other host canceled his trip. And they talked about like what's going on with Delta and just
the
like
variant.
The variant, not the airline, the Delta variant, and how, you know, the thing that they were saying was like back when you and I were there before in February, there was like lots of social distancing measures and they took all of that out and then did not reinstate any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And jacked up park attendance to 100%.
Right. So, you know, they were sort of saying like, and we decided that because like, of those things, we aren't going to do these trips that we planned on. So I listened to it, and even after listening to it, I was like, I think I should still go, but I think I should make Shannon listen to this also. Like, I just wanted us to, like, think it through and have the discussion. And so then when I, after we did, you had the same conclusion as me. Like, I think, like, I get it, I hear what they're saying, they made some good points, we're still gonna go. And I tweeted them that, you know, it was a good episode. It was really interesting. It made you and I have a good conversation. And then we decided to still go. I'm going to read the response tweet. Like, it made me feel bad for them, legitimately.
This is legit the world we're living in. I also talk about my school board bullshit after this.
Sure. He wrote, I don't know which one. I think it was Matt, but maybe Kevin. This is an excellent review of what we actually said. Thank you. Now have fun. No need to explain your decision to anyone but your family.
Which means they've been getting shit for telling people not to go.
Did they tell anybody not to go?
No, they just were like, this is our decision to not go because of these things.
Yeah, and, you know, I also think they were validating other people who had decided to cancel.
Right, because they're well-known and respected in the travel field.
Right.
So, like, shit, if Matt isn't going, maybe we shouldn't go. Like,
right.
That's legit.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah, and they're saying it's okay to decide to cancel, right? So, those poor guys have been getting... This is an excellent review of what we actually said. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, our Brighton Area School Board had a meeting last night.
Mm-hmm.
It started at 6:30. It didn't get over till after midnight. They had 3 hours of public comment.
Sweet Jesus.
And most of it
Let me guess, was it about masks?
It was, Maggie.
Oh,
was.
I'm shocked.
And then
that was just a shot in the dark.
The board proceeded to vote 4-3 against mandating masks for children in schools.
Ugh.
Because they just don't know. And numbers are really low right now. And numbers were real good during last school year.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, asshole, but we didn't have the Delta variant here yet. The Delta variant is...
Are numbers real low? Are they real low?
in Michigan, they're still kind of low.
They're not real low. No. Real low was 2 months ago.
Yes. As far as school outbreaks go, they be real high. All right. Howell and Heartland have been in school for a week.
Mm-hmm.
They each have over 20 active COVID cases in their school population right now.
Holy shit.
And that is high.
Yes. That is high.
So, Delta variant is as transmittable as the chicken pox.
Yes.
Right now. So, we're literally sending our kids into a giant chicken pox party. And if one of those fuckers is infected, they will literally infect the entire classroom within 3 hours.
Yep.
So, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about COVID 6 months ago. We're talking about COVID today.
Yeah, I know. I know. I agree. I don't understand why people are so obsessed with, like, wanting to hurt their children and others.
It's the least thing you can do.
It's so little.
It's like putting on a bra.
It's like putting on a hat. It's very similar to hats, it's actually.
Putting on a seatbelt.
It's putting on a seatbelt.
It's the least thing you can do to protect yourself.
Hats exist to protect your head from the sun. But also you can just wear one if you want to.
Correct.
Masks exist.
And emo kids proved that to us in the 90s. Like, you could just wear a mask if you wanted to.
You can just wear a mask if you want to.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I am friends with one conservative, and I can't seem to make myself unfriend him on Facebook for some reason. I don't know why. There is a fascination I have with him, just like an existential thought, which is that I thought he was way stupider than me in the class that we had together, which was a 300 level Spanish class. I was like, this guy is stupid. And he's a dentist, and he became a dentist. And I just am confused. And I stay friends with him literally because that thought gets me confused a lot.
It's like Barry Goldberg, who became a surgeon. He went to medical school and became a surgeon. The dumbass on that show went to medical school.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the only conservatives who I'm Facebook friends with anymore. And I have not spoken to him in 15 years. And I don't know why I'm still friends with him. But he posted on Facebook, he like put one of the things up on his profile picture that said, unmask our kids. And I'm like, I know what classes you took in undergrad in order to get into dental school, and you should fucking understand science better than that.
Any medical professional who's refusing a vaccine at this point can definitely see their ass out the door.
Yeah, fuck off.
And there's plenty that don't want to get the vaccine, and I'm like, I don't understand why. You literally are working in the hospital in the thick of this bullshit, and you don't want the vaccine? Like, what is wrong with you?
I mean, his
How
thing
can
was just
be a good steward of health.
Yeah.
And not believe in the science that all your doctors are promoting.
And then, you know, all of his conservative, you know, jerk off circle were all like, thank you for finally saying it. Thank God a medical professional who understands.
He wears a mask every day in his own dentist office because he doesn't want to catch your germs.
I just don't.
It does, that literally makes no sense to me.
I wanted to be like, I wanted to be, just say, why? 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 Why unmask our kids? Why? Because, you know, all of the data on why or all of the reasons why are like fishy, feelings based, non-scientific, pseudoscience.
I don't think I'm ever going to let Catherine go to school without a mask. Guess what? Guess who wasn't sick at all last year?
Right?
What?
Yeah.
No strep, no colds, no flu. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck that, man.
I know.
There was one of my friends shared a post of a nurse saying she's getting fired December 1 because she's not getting vaccinated.
Good. Fuck
I'm
off.
Like, good.
Go.
It's FDA approved now, which is what my mother was waiting for. So, like, good.
Oh, my God.
So, U of M does have a three-prong approach to making sure everyone's vaccinated. You have till August 31st to do that, or shortly thereafter. And once they start doing checks on if you're vaccinated or not, and if they find out you're not, because you have to register with the university that you are, you will get called into a meeting and have to take a class on why you need to get the vaccine.
Real quick, this just showed up in my thing on NPR, just posted. Walt Disney World will now require union employees as well as non-union salaried workers to be fully vaccinated to keep their jobs.
Yeah, everyone's waiting for the FDA approval to
Good.
Do that.
Good.
So once you take the class and you still don't want to get vaccinated, then, like, the line is other disciplinary actions will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Which is termination. Like, if you don't get vaccinated, you will be terminated.
Right. Good.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want any healthcare worker treating me that isn't vaccinated.
People are, like,
You don't need to have your herpes vaccine.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
No.
You're not putting your genitalia on me.
Or your mouth.
But you're fucking breathing on me.
Right.
And this is an airborne pathogen
mm-hmm.
that has literally killed millions of people now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, please get the fuck's sake, it's vaccinated.
Yeah. I know. I'm with you. It's fucking A. And all the people going out there right now to get deworming medicine for livestock.
Yeah, tell me about that. I've seen
the memes.
The memes and the fringe, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if I want to.
Remember last year when hydroxychloroquine was touted as something that stopped COVID?
Yes.
And people went out and got it.
And then died.
Yeah, and then people were even doing things like drinking it from, like, fish tanks, mm-hmm. like fish filters and stuff. This is exactly that. Someone said that this deworming medication helped reduce the side effects of COVID and helped stop you from getting it, and there was a run on it. And I even made up a thing where I was like, the troglodytes screaming and gnashing their teeth. If only there was something that we could do. And every doctor and science-minded person was like, get the vaccine. Not them. They cried as they ran away with their dewormer.
Right.
Anything but that. Give me the deworming medicine.
Did you hear some high-level Pope guy? Not the Pope, but some high-level cardinal got COVID. Dear Lord, you'll save me. Son, I sent you a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't take it, you're gonna die.
Like, how is it that these people will take, like literally the same people who are like, it's not FDA approved, are going out and getting horse dewormer? What the fuck is wrong with our world?
What the fuck?
I have two more stories and we're getting towards the end, so let me smash them in real quick. I went to get TSA pre-check, which, by the way, I think you should join me on this journey. I think you should also get TSA pre-check.
Do you have to go down to DTW and do the appointment there?
The appointment can be at any place called Identity Go-Go or something like that. There's one on the corner, right next to Olive Garden, on the corner of Eisenhower and State Street.
Down in Ann Arbor.
Down in Ann Arbor. But there's ones all over the place. There's one in Howell also. So you should just go to the Howell place and go get it. It is $85 for 5 years, and
yes.
Then you and I can go through the fast lanes.
And I think our students all get it, too, on their passports.
So then we can...
Lisa had it.
Then we can be like that. So I decided to do this, and they've been texting me reminders. I did it in between semesters on purpose. So they've been texting me reminders for weeks about my appointment. And I go to get it, and there's a sign out that says, due to personal health issues, that part is closed, and please remake your appointment.
What?
And I'm like, you have been texting me. You've been texting me for weeks. And you couldn't let me know that my appointment was canceled? And I, like, sent Shannon a picture about it. I was furious because I drove all the way from out to by my house in Dexter to all the way into Ann Arbor for no fucking reason.
Did you leave them a love note on top of their love note, Maddie?
I did. In fact, you texted me and said, I'm surprised you didn't write on their note. And I was like, I started laughing because I had. And I was like, fuck you for not letting me know about my appointment cancellation. Go fuck yourselves. You've had my information.
Love it. Nailed it. All right, there we go.
So today, I get notification of a new voicemail.
They call you?
They called me on Friday. I ignored the call because it looked like spam from Tennessee, but the you have a voicemail was like showed like the notification for having a new voicemail showed up today. Do I check every spam call to see if they left me a voicemail?
No.
No.
Plus that took 3 days to register?
I don't
know
what the fuck happened. So I left this nasty ass note being like, fuck you, you fucking cunts. I didn't say cunts, but it was like that. And they did leave me a message.
What the message say, Maggie? Are you gonna play it for
me? No, I was just gonna open it and look at the transcript. But it was like, your due to I almost said funding.
Due to unforeseen circumstances.
I mean, it says that it came on Friday. It just like didn't tell me I had a new like my voicemail's just a disaster. I never check it. You know? Like, only if I think it's something I need to listen to. And I didn't get a notification that I got one.
Uh-huh.
The Transportation Security Administration would like to alert you to an important update to your appointment status in Ann Arbor, Michigan on Friday, August 20th. It has been canceled due to a change in the Universal Enrollment Center operating schedule. To schedule a new appointment, visit our website at
blah, blah, blah. But you got that, like, after you went there.
Yes. But, but the phone call came in at 10 o'clock in the morning. I remember, like, or I went back and I looked to be like, when did that phone call even come in? So the phone call came in at 10. I ignored it because it's an unknown number from a different state.
Right.
And I didn't get a thing that day saying that I had a new voicemail.
A message, yeah. Are you trying to share a lesson here? Like, if you had just checked your voicemail, you wouldn't have
Who checks
left?
Their voicemail?
I do if I get a ding.
I didn't get a ding.
You didn't get a ding.
I didn't get a ding. I have one more tragic story.
All right. What's your other tragic story?
The state of Michigan is trying to get me to pay back my unemployment.
Motherfuckers. I hear they're doing this to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're doing it to fucking scam us to see who will fight it and who will just give it back.
I mean, that is in the things running around in my head of possibilities. I'm sure there were people. I know of people who were scamming, right? Certain ex-boyfriends of mine were like, you know, who ran their own computer saving, fixing businesses, were like, hey, I've been getting all of these, like, government monies for businesses. When he was not fixing computers lately, but he said his computer fixing business went under and got government money from it. Like,
Aren't those loans?
I don't know. Some of them weren't. Some of them were and some of them weren't. But that certain ex kept on being like, you should just get it. It's free money. And you know what I said to that certain ex? No, I'm fine. I don't need more. I have plenty with unemployment because the unemployment was enough to cover my bills. And I was fine with that. So I didn't need to keep getting more from them. I had also heard because they said that they like revoked four of the reasons that they were allowing unemployment. And because I went on a deep dive yesterday or today in my online system. I picked every single week, I picked two reasons for my unemployment reasoning. One was my hours have been reduced due to COVID, and the other one was I'm a self-employed person whose business has suffered due to COVID. I picked both of those. My hours have been reduced due to COVID is no longer a valid reason. So back in June, they sent me a correspondence that I never fucking got. It just is in my it's just in my online thing being like, the reason you picked is no longer valid. But when they said that some of the reasons were no longer valid, I went back and looked and I was like, yes, I picked one of the invalid ones, but I also picked one of the valid ones. I picked two reasons every single week. One is no longer valid, one is still valid, so my unemployment should still be valid.
Yes.
And then one of the letters said that my start date was too early. It started before the pandemic started. Therefore, my unemployment issues were not COVID related. My start date was March 15th.
And that's the day we shut down and everyone was sent home.
I picked that because that was the first day that my business suffered as a result of COVID.
Right.
That was the first day I had cancellations from clients as a result of COVID. So that's why I picked that date. And then the other thing that they said to me was that...
And how can they even put a date on this? Because COVID had actually already been here for 4 or 5 months before we even knew what it was.
Well, they're saying that COVID-related unemployment has a certain date that it should have, that it shouldn't have started by. That COVID-related unemployment shouldn't happen that early.
So then why'd you approve it to begin with, motherfuckers? Because now they actually have the time to
go through
and triple check everything.
And then the other thing that they said was that I was being paid for telework, therefore I did not qualify. I claimed that telework against my unemployment every week, and it was like $30 to $150. Shannon, is $30 to $150 a week enough to live on?
No.
Was I lying to them about my ability to do telework?
No.
I don't fucking understand. I just protested everything. I was like, I protest. But I'm fucking stressed about this.
Yeah, everyone is. I think they're doing it to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, I think I was telling Ginger, and she said her daughter, they did the same thing to her daughter. Because she works in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
And if her bill goes through, she will owe back like $30,000.
I will owe back $15,000.
Yeah. And Ginger even said herself she's still on unemployment because she has reduced hours due to COVID.
Mm.
So she's only working one day a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to murder this fucking dog who's pacing through my house, and I can hear on the recording every goddamn click clack of her motherfucking nails.
Yes, well, she clearly wants to go out.
She was supposed to have a trim last weekend, and they fucked up the appointments, and now it's not for, like, another month.
Did you leave them a really mean note?
No, because Scott did it when we were out of town up north.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a spa day, and so at the end of your spa day, you just schedule the next one, and they went back and forth, like, 4 different times. And so he had told... I get the text messages. So I got a text message that she was scheduled, and I put that one in my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called them, and they didn't answer. And so I logged into my account and found out that her next date isn't actually till like the middle of September.
Yeah.
So I was like, God damn it. Anyway, first world problems.
Yeah, so that's my, I mean, listen, I have it. That's just my grad school money, but I do have it.
Yeah.
It just fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have to pay it back.
Correct.
And I shouldn't even be told, because they were like, well, you know, the people for those 4 things, we can't make them pay that money back. But since they're trying to call me on other things, like telework and start dates, I'm like, I don't think that I'm a, I don't know.
You're a fucking tutor. If,
you know,
like, it picked up slightly again because people were now doing school from home.
But it didn't pick up very much because
correct.
None of the grades counted.
Right.
So, it was just I had my, like, kids who are in dire straits, like kids with learning disabilities, and then my kids who were, you know, the Maggies, who were like, I have to learn this information to go to college, so I need you to help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, you know, 1 to 5 hours a week of work.
Mm-hmm.
Is 1 to 5 hours a week of work full-time, does that count? Is that good? Is that enough to live on?
I know, are you charging $25 or $1,000 an hour? Like, what are we doing?
I was supposed to charge $1,000 an hour.
There you go.
Oh my God. So, yeah, listen, here's what's up, state of Michigan. Eat.
Go fuck yourself.
Eat a buffet of dicks.
Everyone. The health department can eat some dicks. Unemployment can eat some dicks.
Eat a buffet of dicks.
If my daughter dies from COVID, I am going to go all Jennifer Garner on people's asses.
Good.
Vigilante and murder people.
Mm-hmm.
So, what, I probably shouldn't say that publicly.
Whatever.
But, you know, now that I checked our numbers, we're back up to like 35 downloads. What? So, I'm he has all these eyeballs like, who the fuck's listening to us? I don't know. I don't know what happened.
How did we do that?
I don't know. I did post a ton of throwback PenguinCon episodes. So maybe we gathered some interest from those. I don't know.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck? We're taking Joe and Crouton to Florida.
We're taking Joe and Crouton to Florida. I just spent $80 on clothes for Crouton so that we can set up some amazing photos.
I think my bill of shipping was like $40.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
I got them the matching shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Double Trouble. Mm-hmm. And then I did get the little black gym shorts and a Jacksonville Jaguars hoodie.
Good.
Jacksonville Jaguars rule!
I sent this to you, but let's discuss it. We have some internet things of the summer.
Hey!
Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I think we're good to wrap it up. Look a dick.
Wrap it up like a dick.
Oh, my gay Deadpool finally came.
Yay, gay Deadpool.
It's not the one I ordered from Target months and months and months ago. I ordered it from Hot Topic last week.
Oh, fuck. Fuck you, Target.
Fuck off, Target.
I want to throw an Oops All Lokis party where everyone takes the most generic Halloween costume and turns it into a Loki variant.
Love it.
What would you be?
Well, I would, actually, I already have my outfit planned out,
because
I already bought shit for it.
Yes. Okay, tell
me. So, I bought a Loki stole, you know, the green stole he wears in New York when he and Thor go to try and find his father.
Yeah.
And I bought a Loki for President pin.
Perfect.
And I was going to wear that with my little black jumpsuit.
I love that. Yeah, I want to buy a taco one, not the sombrero hat, because that's offensive. I will wear my Loki crown and my taco costume.
Love it. Every time people say variant, too, for COVID, all I think of is Loki.
Loki variants.
Yeah, that they're all SARS-CoV variants running around, wreaking havoc on our timeline.
Yes. All right, we've got...
Anything else good?
Yes. Local, are you going to close the beaches? Jaws Mayor, no. And we're banning shark repellent. Oh, and the shark is faster now.
Wah, wah.
Children under 12 must go swimming. Local, why are you like this? Jaws Mayor, anyone not flailing around like a seal out there is a socialist.
There we go.
So.
I sent this to your brother.
Did you?
What's the difference between black-eyed peas and chickpeas?
Donald Trump has never had a black-eyed pea in his mouth.
That's funny. Black-eyed peas can sing us a song, and chickpeas can only hum a swan. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
You liked my version?
I do.
There's a walking stick. And so he says, sometimes I feel like I'm invisible. And the ladybug says, look like someone needs a hug. And the ladybug is hugging a real stick. And the walking stick says, are you fucking kidding me?
That's good. That's funny.
It's good. Sorry, I just have... I should have put all the internet things of the summer into a folder so that I didn't have to scroll. If there were a vaccine against stupidity, the people who needed it the most wouldn't get it. It's true. Right here, this one is iconic. I posted it on Facebook because I loved it so much. Me before exercising, I'm going to hate this. Me exercising, I hate this. Me after exercising, Athena herself has blessed me. No man can defeat me. Fire runs through my blood, and my bones are crafted from steel. Tremble, mortals, for I shall live forever.
Wah, wah.
So that is accurate. That is accurate and real. And I think that's it. I don't have... Oh, one last one. Because it has to do with Loki's, and then I think it's good. Embrace imposter syndrome. Revel in the fact that you have fooled everyone. You are a trickster goddess. You are the imposter child for deception and clever ruses. So revel in it.
Love it.
All right. Find us on all of the places. That More Thing. That's us. That More Thing. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been, I don't have any fucking idea. We're so far behind on loading things.
289.
Sure. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.